This Saturday is going down the Heartland Legislative Forum. What does that mean? Well, it means it's time for midterms. And of course, Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet hooking up with the links for this great event, particularly for women of color. Introduce yourselves to our listening fam.
Hey, this is Michelle Whatley, founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet.
Hi, this is Denadra Jean-Noel. I am the chair of our National Trends and Services Facet for the Greater Kansas City Chapter of the Links Incorporated.
Now, this event goes down this Saturday at Colonial Presbyterium, 95th and Warnell. And I'm so excited to be there because we actually get to meet some of our candidates face to face. Because we see all these commercials, no matter what side you on, and you get a little bit confused. Or you find yourself like, why are you holding my TV captive? But tell us about, you know, how this event came about and more about Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet for those who don't know.
Sure. So Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet is an organization I started earlier this year, noting a lack of appreciation and regard for the efforts of Black women in advocacy across the board. It's named for Shirley Chisholm, the first Black woman to run for president on a party ticket, and it's named for the Kitchen Cabinet, which is an advocacy that group of advisors and funders, researchers, resource people who essentially come together and figure out the strategy on how to move an agenda forward. Black women have led movements throughout history. We've been at the forefront of the civil rights movements, and we are today. When you look at the Me Too movement, that was started by Black women. If you look at Black Lives Matter, that is led and started by Black women, but our issues often get, and our experiences often get lost. So how do we, as an electorate, as a body, as a collective force, do a better job of putting our agendas and the issues that matter to us first and foremost, and make movements on those issues.
Now, 10 a.m. it kicks off. We're going to have everything from the voter registration, if you're not registered, a candidate and campaign overview, Q&A. And how did the Links decide to connect for this powerful event?
Yeah, so the Links is a service organization of African-American women, and our National Trends and Services facet is focused primarily on eliminating those disparities in the African-American community. A lot of that will entail engaging our communities to be voter informed. And in addition to that, we want to make sure that we are holding our elected officials accountable as well.
Amen. Just because we elect you don't mean we ain't checking on you to see what you're doing.
That's absolutely right.
Because we will check you.
Yeah.
And that's part of what this event is about. To not only, Black women have been known to get out the vote in Alabama and in Virginia and key races.
Right.
But we also are able and have the capacity to hold folks accountable. So by bringing forth not only the Links, the Greater Kansas City Chapter and the Jackson County Chapter, but almost 30 different organizations in Kansas and Missouri have partnered, including the Urban League, Black Healthcare Coalition, Girls, Sororities. A lot of these groups have come together so that we can, you know, serve as an accountability body and say to elected officials, both Republican, Democrat, and up and down the ballot, we are here, we want to make sure our voices are heard, and we want to know from you, what will you do if we elect you to office for our community on behalf of our issue.
Make sure that you RSVP. It's a free event at heartlandlegislativeforum.com. You can look for Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet as well as the Heartland Legislative Forum on Facebook and Twitter. We have the information at kprs.com. It is crucial women come together for this because I'll say this again. When Black women win, all women win.
That's right.
When our issue's at the forefront, we got Congressman Cleaver, Josh Hawley, Cindy Clair McCaskill, we got Kevin Yoder, Sharice Davids. It's going to be an exciting day, so we want to make sure you are there. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Yes, all of those candidates have been invited, and we've invited candidates at the state level. So, you know, those that come out and want to, you know, address our audience, we will be there. Hundreds of us will be there, and we look forward to hearing from them.
That's right.
We will see.
We shall see.
T-Sip.